Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Let me tell you a true story. Yeah, whoa.
I remember I was at the Mondrian on Sunset Boulevard next to the House of Blues, the same hotel where Pimp C died, and that shit was all over the news. That's where Tupac hit me up and said, hey nigga, I'm coming through. He just copped a convertible Bentley, it was baby blue. It was just a few months after he took them 5 shots in the elevator. He was walking around with bullet holes in him like the Terminator. And when I came down the elevator coming out of the hotel, he had the top down plan to hit him up, and I was fresh out of jail. We hit the strip with the sun shining on us, destined for greatness. Even though despite he just took 5 and we was both fighting cases, we headed to his mama house that he bought her on Venice Beach. And the last thing that we drank was apple juice with some Hennessy.
Oh, so could you let me tell you a story about some things that happened back in the day? I'm trying to tell you what's been on my mind, can't let the memories fade away. Let me tell you a true story.
Money Click Cook came with the bling bling. Slim and Baby and Juvie wanted to go and smoke some bud outside and chop some game up and kick it with a boss thug. We smoked and talked about getting money, sipped on some drink, and 10 years later they playing Big Bang Take Lil Bank. Then I seen Lil Wayne, he called me by my street name. He said, what's happening, Chico? I said, welcome to the rap game. We shook hands and he reminded me of where we met before. He said, remember you was up in New Orleans signing autographs at that store? And Juvie passed the blunt to me and you laughed and hit the floor. Then I took a sip of the Hennessy and I rolled up one more. I said, oh shit, that was y'all? What's poppin', young player? So now y'all the worldwide cash money millionaires. Shit, I like how y'all do business. The guts and the glory. Bitch niggas won't believe this shit, but it's
whoa,
a true story.
Whoa, so could you let me tell you a story about some things that happened back in the day? I'm trying to tell you what's been on my mind, can't let the memories fade away. Let me tell you a true story.
These niggas, these niggas love my name, man. Like to talk shit, man. Yes, they do, man. Mike,
you ain't about that life or that shit that you spit.
No.
Lying ass nigga, all you do is suck dick. Riding off the next nigga, you's just a bitch. How you screaming predicate when you's just a snitch? You ain't about that life or that shit that you spit. Lying ass nigga, all you do is suck dick. Riding off the next nigga, you's just a bitch. How you screaming predicate when you's just a snitch?
Stop talking shit, you motherfucker, you bitch. Niggas can meet me head on. I chalky click that stalking bitch. My aim, nigga, is dead on. Fuck your disrespect, you fake 50 cent. If I clap your moms, I be dead wrong. Homie, I walk through any barrel. And trust me, nigga, I know I'm good. When I diddy bop, niggas know I'm thorough. Test me, nigga, man, I wish you would. You got a big mouth, a real loud mouth. Try that shit in my neck of the woods. Stop frontin', nigga, that's real talk. I could care less about catching a case. You frontin', nigga, you real false. You about to have twins up on your face. Fuck your flag and that team you rep. Federal snitch, fuck a predicate. Use a fag, a fucking man with breasts. Use a laid down, a fucking easy death. You made your bed, now lay in it. You bum ass nigga, I stay winning. Keep hating, nigga, I'ma stay grinning. Your fans ain't fans, they yes men and yes men and yes whores. Keep a load of nine in that desk drawer. Fuck quiet, nigga, start a ride, nigga. You maggot fool and I'm your grave digger. Turn your mom into a slave, nigga. Then bury a corpse in a cave, nigga. Use a fuck boy, you suck boy. I'm bout it, get your blade, nigga.
You ain't about that life or that shit that you spit. Lying ass nigga, all you do is suck dick. Riding off the next nigga, you's just a bitch. How you screaming predicate when you's just a snitch? You ain't about that life or that shit that you spit. Lying ass nigga, all you do is suck dick. Riding off the next nigga, you's just a bitch. How you screaming predicate when you's just a snitch?
I don't procrastinate, but I'll evaporate these numb nuts and these nimrods. If I wanted you, I would've gunned at you. You bitch, nigga, you would've been robbed. God's gift and ambassador, you fucking whore, use a rim job. Go suck a dick, you fucking prick. Go lick a lip, give a rim job. Fuck your son and fuck your mom. You narcissist, I'm the gift of God. How you Valentine, but I don't Valentine. You fucking heard, use a big fraud. Don't let the red flag be a death flag. You fake Jay-Z, that's word is born. I ain't never raped, I ain't never pillaged. I ain't never turned states or live in a village. I'll let loose, I'll set it all. I go to broke, I best it all. I'm standing proud, I'm standing tall. I know for a fact I'm better than y'all. I bury my mom, I pay for that. Didn't get the grieve, you gon' pay for that. Who calls themselves a Nimrod? A little bitch nigga that challenged God. A dickhead with a sick hand. You must be sick of fucking Nimrod. A numb nut, a true lame. Yeah, man, a real fucking Nimrod. Turned into a fucking animal. Yeah, man, a real fucking Nimrod. The loudest in the room is just weak. Nigga, I'm a lion, I won't lose no sleep.
You ain't about that life or that shit that you spit. Lying ass nigga, all you do is suck dick. Riding off the next nigga, you's just a bitch. How you screaming predicate when you's just a snitch? You ain't about that life or that shit that you spit. Lying ass nigga, all you do is suck dick. Riding off the next nigga, you's just a bitch. How you screaming predicate when you's just a snitch?
Say, Queen G, you are live.
What's up, y'all? This is Queen G. Oh my goodness, it's been a minute, but I'm still in the land of the living. Still is going down. It's been going down, which is why I haven't been on in a minute. But yeah, I'm happy to be on Black Out Radio today. Today is gonna be a good one. We got a special guest by the name of Mikey J. That's going to be calling in and doing his thing. It's a promotional show. Lots of things. I wanted to start out with the first track that we played, talking about that. That's Spice One. If you get a chance, you know, Google him. Spice One is huge. He got this new, you know, track that he got out, and he's doing his thing and pushing it. He was friends with, like, Tupac, you know what I mean? He came out in the back in the day during the era with Bushwick Bill and all that, man. Look them up. Google them, y'all. That track is high. I just love it. It always hypes me up. gets me ready for the show. And then the second track that we play is actually my special guest named Mikey J. He's going to be calling in and doing our show today. So hang around, represent. I got lots of stuff to talk to y'all about. Man, it's been a minute. I've been under the radar, but not under the radar at the same time. Been having a lot of stuff going on. I just started this what's called the Queen G Live Experience. That's been going really good. It's a live audio, you know, live studio audience taping of my talk show and stuff like that. It's the live version. We got the studio audience that sits in. We interview people, and that's been going pretty well. Since I spoke to you guys last, I started that, as well as I got this new job at a supper club here in the city of Las Vegas called DD Blue Fire Supper Club. So we've been doing events there and promoting and doing marketing for that location. And that's the location also for my radio Queen G Live Experience. So it's been going down since I talked to y'all last. I've interviewed Bushwick Bill, Spice One. I just had this Miami Dolphin named Marlon Greenwood yesterday that was on one of my shows. And it's just a movement going on. If you guys are like, you know what I mean, out there, you know what I mean, continue to follow this Queen G movement. It's been a lot going on. And I'm getting ready to start what's called the Queen G Legends, where I will be taking people that's been in the industry for like 20 years plus, interviewing them and putting that out there. And if, you know, that's going to be awesome. I got this, my first guest for that is going to be this guy named Bill. He's a country singer out of Nashville. But can you imagine that? That's a different angle, a different market. And he's African-American. He's like the top three, one of the top three country singers in the world that's African-American. You know what I'm saying? And that's a big market that's kind of untapped, that, you know, us in the urban hip-hop world don't know much about. But it's big. It's, like, big. And I should be interviewing him coming up really soon. So, you know, check in with me. Follow the movement. If you guys are listening right now and you want an interview done, if you're an artist, get at me on my Queen G and Friends page on Facebook. Message me, and I will respond to you so that we can set up interviews. I got some stuff going on, and I want to, you know, get all these independent artists in the loop with that and make sure that I look out for you guys and put you in rotation. So, you know what I mean? Check it out. Please get with me, Queen G and Friends page on Facebook, and let's roll with it. I think we're gonna take our first caller, and we're gonna start the show off. So hang tight, y'all, listen in, and let's do this.
346-319, you're live.
Hey, how y'all doing, man? Mr. Blue Jay, Tunnel Gang Production, Base Time Representative. How y'all doing this Super Bowl Sunday?
What's up, Blue Jay?
Some more. Hey, let me shout out, man, the East Bay Giggity Giggity Gangster, man. Spice One, man. You hear me? Boy, that nigga, that, hey, excuse my language. Man, he had a dude doing his beats, Ant Banks, when he was on, when he was with Dangerous Crew. When Ant Banks was doing his beats, man, look, he had the one where he was doing all the liquors, 187 proof. You know, I got, you know, he was talking about, all, you know, he everything, all the characters in the song was like a different type of liquor. You know, he say he saw Hennessy and E&J hanging on the corner, kicking it with, you know, Jack Daniels and all. You know, man, that nigga, hey, I got to get you. That's the East Bay Giggity Gangster, man. Spice One, I shout him out, for real. And if you ever been texting,
yeah, Spice One is on it, man.
Hey,
he is doing his thing.
And tell him if he in Texas, man, Mr. Blue Jay, man, got some stupid beats. I know he was on them Ant Banks tracks back then when he was with Dangerous Crew. But tell him there's some new heat out there, man, Mr. Blue Jay. Play No Game Productions, man. You hear me? Spice One, if you out there listening, man, boy, I got to get to you, man. You went in. I got to get some.
That's what's
okay,
up. So what did you think about that? What did you think about that track we played?
The one that y'all just played earlier. I didn't know who that was. I just heard a couple cuts, you know. Had my phone on speaker, just kind of laying low, you know, smoking one, whatever. But I didn't know who that was. But I haven't heard none of his new stuff. But I'm just gonna speak on, you know, when the old stuff. I'm gonna check him out though. I'm gonna give him a play. But
I'm
gonna give him a play. But he OJ for real in the game. you know.
Yeah, he OG, ain't he? I got an opportunity recently to interview him, and he's just so dope as a person. He told us his story and history, you know what I'm saying, of being out there in the Bay Area. He got a story behind him, like he'd been shot before. He'd been in that life, and then he ended up, you know, getting on and doing his thing, man. He got a story. He was personal friends with Tupac, you know what I mean?
I used to be in Texas a lot. You know, a lot of my friends out there, you know, shout out Tiny T, Sex Fiends, you know, back in the gap, mm-hmm. some groups that was out. And he was, like, real cool. He was, like, a real cool dude, come to the studio, you know, do features and stuff with dudes, you know. I was kind of still, you know, in the streets real tough back then, you know, youngster in the streets. But, you know, man, that dude there, man, you know, like I say, man, he was with Dangerous Crew. When he got signed with the Too Short and them out there in the Bay, man, look, back then, I don't think nobody could hold him. At that, when he was in his prime, when he dropped that 187 proof, you know, wasn't too many people holding it down right then. You know, MC8 was out back then, I think, you know, maybe Ice Cube and them, you know, some people, you know, in that West Coast, that's when West Coast was doing that gangster rap real tough. And he was one of the forefathers, you know, he was one of the main guys in that West Coast movement. You know, I guess the Bay don't get as much credit as LA do for that West Coast movement. You know, probably not. You know, they probably don't get as much credit as the LA artists. But you know, down
and
in Texas,
we out here in Las Vegas, and that's where, you know what I'm saying, that's where he's based at. So I got a chance to link up with him and really politic and get to know him. Him and Bushwick Bill both were on the show. That shit was so dope. It was so fire. And Bushwick told the story of what happened to him and why he shot himself and all that stuff. Like, he gave me the entire history of what happened.
I'm from Houston. I was around when I was you know, I'm from Houston, so I was around when all that happened. They did the CD cover when he was in the hospital. That was a real CD cover when he was in the hospital on the Ghetto Boys album. When they was pushing, I don't know if a lot of people are not familiar, it was the old Ghetto Boys album. After Bushwick Bill got shot on the CD cover, they had a picture of Scarface and Willie D pushing him down the highway in the hospital with the gown on, with the patch off his eye. You know, they was good with it. But shout out 702. Shout out 702, you know, out in Nevada. I didn't know you was from Las Vegas. Shout out 702. Vegas up in here.
Okay,
you know?
That's what's up. Tell us real quick where we can find you, and then we're going to introduce our special guest right now. So
okay,
tell us where we can find you.
Okay. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Mr. Blue Jay, Play No Game Productions. Let me say one thing real quick before I let y'all go. On SoundCloud, man, I done said this before. There's some suckers on SoundCloud. Got 400 followers. They got Play No Games with no production behind it. A lot of people is following them thinking it's Play No Game Productions. It ain't even nothing on the page when you click on it. They just name plan, you know, off of me, and they got 400 followers. Just people probably putting in Play No Games. Make sure you put in Play No Game Productions when you go to SoundCloud, YouTube, Facebook, Mr. Blue Jay, Facebook, Instagram. I'm out there, man, you know. And like I said, man, small budgets, big budgets. As long as you are a true artist, man, and you're trying your best, and I can see you really putting your foot up, and I like what you're doing, I'm going to give you a play. You know, so y'all holler at me on social media. Y'all holler, man. Black Eye Radio, Eddie Powell, you know, the whole Black Eye Radio, you know, organization, man, the whole family, man. I'd like to thank y'all for, you know, giving us the opportunity to speak and stuff like that. You know,
That's what's up, bro. Hit me up on Queen G and Friends on Facebook. Queen G and Friends, so we can stay in touch, okay?
Okay, y'all enjoy y'all Super Bowl Sunday here.
Thank you.
All right.
So without any further ado, I would like to introduce my special guest, dope-ass artist out of New York. He's Def Jam distributed. He's an actor, producer, writer. Man, the whole nine. I got a chance recently to sit down with this cat. He came to Vegas, and he was on a promotional tour. So give it up for Mikey J, y'all.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Mikey J?
I'm good. Sorry,
Mikey J is in the building. We played your track in the beginning of this. Man, you go hard, dog.
what track y'all played?
It was going there, put it like that. You're very expressive. But you know, I love that about you, so I love that about you. Don't trip. Tell us, bro, what you doing right now. Give us the rundown on what you're doing.
Well, right now I'm out with the family. We all out here, you know, shopping for some little odds and ends with my son. But Right now, you know, I just shot for a new web series called The Underachievers yesterday. I did that. And, you know, I got picked for a major television show and a bunch of movies, and I'm still touring the campaign tour. I got a lot going on. I just got honored. Thank you to yourself for mentioning
thank you.
Me. So, I will be receiving the Man Up Awards from the first annual 2017 Voice Awards. So, you know.
Yes, sir. And let me tell our listeners what that is exactly, and I'm going to tell our listeners and kind of explain that the Voice Awards is basically an award show where they award, you know, men and leaders and people that, I mean, they're an artist and they're famous and stuff like that, but they also give back to the community. So, you know, what I did was, you know, made a few calls, set that up so that Mikey J can be included in that realm of that category. Cause bro, you are doing a lot of things. Like, you're doing things in the community. I just saw a video this morning on Facebook with you sitting down with Oprah's boyfriend, like with Stedman, and you guys had did some stuff back, you know, a couple of years ago. Man, you putting it down out here, and I wanted to make the world aware of you. You know what I'm saying?
That seems like yesterday. That's crazy. But Stedman's a great guy, man. I spoke to him about a month ago just to check in. Because, you know, he checks in on me time after time through my Facebook and stuff like that. And he's a great guy, man. A lot of knowledge. A lot of people wouldn't know, but Stedman is self-made.
Wow.
So before the Oprah, yeah, he was already self-made. And he has an office in New York and one in Chicago. But he's from Jersey. He's from the Jersey. And, you know, just to be spending that 2 months with him or whatever I spent with him, you know, having dinner with him, I got to know him.
Oprah Winfrey is like an independent woman. She ain't going to, you know, deal with nobody that ain't got their own stuff set up, because she's on the move and she's doing her thing. And then I can see her choosing someone that got their own shit in place. You know what I mean? They're not going to, you know, get in her way of nothing. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up. So he's a great guy.
Yeah, man, yeah. And, you know, it was – I had fun. It's called the Live Cinema Tour. And what we were doing, we were going city to city just promoting, empowering the youth across the country. So I had fun doing that. And I didn't even realize it, but they said I made history because I brought it to an interfaith school, which is Muslim. It was a Muslim school in the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
And that Stedman has never, ever spoken amongst a Muslim audience. And they said I made history when I did that. So it was dope.
Wow, that's dope. I got a chance to sit down with you about a week ago here in the city of Vegas. We did the Queen G radio show. And then we did also the Queen G live experience. And we also just got to hang out. I came and met with you to do the meet and greet, and then we just wouldn't leave each other's side. It was kind of like we was glued at the hip. I don't know. You got a little magical charm about you, you know what I mean, that pulled me in and made me and my hubby just want to hang the hell out with you.
So it was really an experience being in Vegas, man, because, you know, I've done interviews all over this country, man, whether it was via telephone or through, in person, and, you know, in the studio. I got to give it up, man. Like, that was an experience in Vegas, man, because it was so cool. You know, it wasn't sucking and it was like straight up, yo, let's knock this out. Let's get this on and popping. And we did, you know.
Right, and we also got a chance, Mikey, on the Queen G, the actual radio show, we got a chance to sit in with other industry people, and that was cool to get in on the networking and kind of, you know what I'm saying, share the love. It was dope. Like, the whole experience was dope. Doing the live taping was just amazing. You know what I'm saying? We met a ton of people that weekend. Like, and bro, Mikey J, you're the busiest man I know in besides my brother.
Tyrese, man.
Oh, man. Besides Tyrese, like, you're the busiest man I know. And I say that because we know he busy. He grinding it out. But I ain't never seen nobody that's on the independent market that grinds like you do, bro. You had us tired. I had to take a nap after you left.
In all honesty, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that even your brother, man, even Tyrese, could definitely understand, because I think he's made you independent now too, right?
Yeah, his last album, Black Rose, was released independently under his own label.
Yeah.
And it stayed like the top song on the Billboard for like 13 weeks or
exactly.
something.
Exactly.
Like
that shows you, like, he's mm-hmm. another hard grinder, man. So, like, people like us, man, you know, although I got the Def Jam imprint just supporting me and all that and behind me, at the end of the day, I'm still major independent. You know, I'm still out
right.
there grind. That's why my tour is called the Campaign Tour, because I'm running my camp, my music, my albums that I'm pushing like a campaign. So
right.
everything that I'm doing is like a re-election campaign, like just acquainting myself with previous voters who voted for me, and now
mm-hmm.
getting the new voters to acquaint themselves with my past, present, and future works. So that's what the Campaign Tour is about. So I'm out there kissing babies, handing out lollipops, and doing what I'm doing, and just counting my blessings, man, not taking no for an answer and making it happen. So
yeah, and plus everywhere we went, Mikey J, people recognized you. That was crazy, because that happens with me with my brother when I'm hanging with him. We're in a dinner moment or something like that. People always come up to him. But I ain't never seen no shit like that from an independent artist. And I was like, damn, like, okay, everywhere we went, dog, together with you, somebody came up to you like, I know Mikey J. Because you've been on 106 in Park. Tell us some of the things that you've done and why people recognize you in public. Like,
Well, definitely a lot of people are going to recognize me because I'm still a mainstream artist. I'm still a major artist. You know,
yeah.
I'm just doing what Redman, Method Man, Tyrese, your brother, and any other artists that are doing is just keeping everything. Even though, although I got a major imprint, you know, backing me, I'm still major independent because I create and I do everything independently on my own route, just utilizing their brand. So I'm still a major artist, just doing it independently. And a lot of people that do recognize me, they'll recognize me from previous music videos or talk shows or interviews, you know, and stuff like that. Or they definitely, you know, the BET, when I was judging, I judged Freestyle Friday about 3 times on 106. I judged that about 3 times, and I was on BET's Producers Week with Styles P from D-Block, did my interview. I was a producer of the week. You know, and I got a great relationship with BET and every other
right.
network that you can think of. And I tour across the country. So
right.
people definitely
know. I
know
that one kid that came up to you when we were out eating and stuff, he said that he had seen you, I think, on Freestyle Friday or something like
yeah.
that on 106
yeah,
the Park.
He was judging.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Shout out to him. But
that kid was so dope. Like, he introduced Mikey J to one of his friends who's an artist. And what him and the young man discussed was having his friend open up for him on this tour. And you never know how things are going to be pulled together. You feel me? You never know what's going to happen.
I know, right?
Yeah, I mean, we just gotta. I've been saying this a lot, lady. Go ahead.
I just needed a phone charger, and when I went over there, he was like, "Oh, yo!"
Right.
So it just went from there, man. And he came to the Queen G and Friends talk show, the live taping of the talk show, and that was dope too, you know.
Yeah, to support you and support us, support our movement.
Yeah.
That day, I just thought that was
dope.
You created another fan, and he got a chance to interact with you one on one, and enough to feel comfortable enough to come and support you the next day. So
it's
something magical. I will promise everybody that's listening, it's something magical about Mikey J. Like your personality is very charming. When you meet this cat, like, you gotta just he's very, very, very captivating. You know, I can say that. You're very interesting. Your grind is like no other, because I grind like you, bro. And what people don't understand is that, you know what I'm saying, in order to be successful, to do specific things to cooperate with your success. And I just haven't met nobody like you in a minute where I see that the hustle is real. Like, this is a real thing for you. It's a real thing for me and my husband as well. And, you know what I mean, I don't come up on people. Even though I'm in this business, everybody ain't on that level.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Where
I don't care if I got $100,000 or $1 million. It ain't enough money for me, because at the end of the day, you know, my success, a lot of people depend on my success, you know, that feed their families based off my success, whether it's my publicist, well, whether it's my publicity team, media team, management, and so forth, consultants, you know. So a lot of people depend on my success, so I have to keep writing the best music that I can write, giving the best acting performances that I can give, and just doing everything to the best of my abilities and capabilities, to where, you know, the money is still rolling in, but also the notoriety is even getting bigger and larger in life, you know. And just a few people, man. Like, I don't just do – everybody think that I just did music. And a lot of people didn't even know that I'm the face for the NAACP's Bronx chapter for their new campaign of 4-1 on the 5-0. And I'm a New York. I'm a U.S. peace ambassador from an organization, Dynamic Artists for Peace, with sponsorship from Dr. Ishmael Betancourt from the United Nations. So I do more than just music. I do more than act. I'm also heavily involved in communities across the globe. You
which
know, when it comes to civil rights and everything else, you know.
Which is why I thought you would be an amazing fit for the upcoming Voice Awards, because you exude, you know what I'm saying, a hard working, you exude all this energy of being a hard working man, as well as you're about the community. You fund a daycare there in New York. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I actually sponsor the St. Jemuel Family Group Daycare in the Bronx. And I'm from the Bronx, so of course I'm you know, do what I do, sponsor anything in the Bronx. But these are 56 children. These are I call them my children. You know, I got four of my own, but I got 60 kids. So, it was just crazy how when I went there about 2 weeks ago, and these kids, when they see me, they all ran up. It was touching, man. It was really touching. It was dope.
Let me ask you this. This is a question, and I've interviewed you now. This is my third interview with you, Mikey J. Has there ever been a moment so far where you have just felt on top of the world? I've never asked you that, and I.
Wow, was there ever a moment when I felt on top of the world? You know what? You know what? I would say my first appearance on BET. I was super psyched.
Right.
I was super psyched.
And tell the listeners who are all artists and are based on this network, they're artists and producers and stuff like that. Tell them what that shit felt like to be on a BET stage and you were being presented and stuff like that.
Well,
it was about you.
Well, I mean, look, I was super psyched, but I was nervous as hell. I was chewing gum.
You chew gum
on set. Like, I'm bugging. Like, and then at that time, I didn't have PR. It was set up through management. So I was nervous. I was really nervous.
Right.
Looking at that footage, I'm like, wow, I was nervous. You know, but it's nothing like it, man. It's nothing like it. And it still feels surreal to this day. Like, wow, I was on BET. Wow, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm doing that. So
yeah,
no matter how big you are in a game, it's still going to feel surreal to you because it's like, damn, is this a dream? You know, did
right.
I really do two songs with KRS-One? Did I really do songs and perform with Dana Dane and Fat Joe, my bro, you know, a lot, you know, and my cousin Diamond D from Digging in the Crates, like it's just crazy, you know, that I really produce all these other major artists, like it's just so surreal, man. It's really surreal.
Hey, did you really just sit down with Queen G?
Yeah,
I had to put my bid in there.
like, yo, I'm really sitting here with Tyrese's sister.
Right,
kids look like this nigga. your kids look like
the
your
same
brother.
Face,
it's like, that's crazy. But it's but what was dope is that you didn't have your head up, you know, up your anal piece. You know, like you could have been real Hollywood. You know,
first and foremost,
my brother is Tyrese, and I don't need to snuff, blah blah blah. That's not how you.
Yeah.
That's not what you represent. You represent.
Right.
You know that true spirit of humility and stuff like that. You know, so.
Well, you know what it is. I am in a space in my life where I know what my direction is. I know what I have to do. And, you know, the humility comes from God, because when you're doing this type of business and stuff like that, you have to seek God to give you direction for things. And I basically am led daily by God and what he wants for me to do. So that's just it. Like, I'm humble because, you know, when I go in the door and grocery store, you know, people don't recognize me in no grocery store. I have to live the real life. You understand? So that's what it is. That's what it is. Mikey Zay, we're going to take a caller real quick because we got people calling in. We're going to take a caller, and then we're going to get right back to you, okay?
Yeah.
All right, I got 413-727, you're lost.
Hello, you guys. It's Angels in the house. How's it going? Shout out.
Hey.
Hi, Queen. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm healing up. It's really good to talk to you finally. I've been hitting you up on Facebook, but I'm introduced myself. I'm a singer-songwriter. My name's Angels. Just wanted to call in and show my support for Blackout Radio and for my family.
That's what's up. Can you do me a favor, Mama? Hit my Queen G and Friends page, Queen G and Friends page, and leave me a message there with your number so that I can reach back out to you. Okay?
No problem. I can do that.
So tell us what you're doing. Give us your promote yourself and tell us what you're doing out here.
Well, I'm a singer-songwriter on 2 Wu-Tang Clan mixtapes, so I'm really proud and happy about that. So shout out to DJ Flipside and the Wu-Tang Clan for doing that. I'm also found in Untouchable Magazine. I'm the first cover girl, so you can check that out. Grinding, working hard, using my talents, not just for myself, but to help others. And on that note, shout out to the Crip Hop Nation, which is spelled with a K, to represent the cripple, the deaf, you know, the disabled, the poor, the elderly, the blind that are being discriminated against. So I'm on a 10th anniversary CD with those cats. My solo single, Good News, which I'm so grateful to DJ Quad for hooking up the beats for that. That track is on there.
That's dope.
Some star power, dude. I mean, I'm so grateful because we got Daryl McDaniels of Run DMC to put a track on there named Flames, I believe it's called. And then we got Wonder Mike from Sugar Hill Gang, who's, you know, bringing some shine on a track with some other friends of mine. Binky Woy, shout out to him. These people,
okay,
you know, they're so talented. They just need a platform. So we try to help that, you know, become reality. Thank you. So
that's what's up.
Yeah, I've been busy.
I have my special guest on the air is Mikey J. He's Def Jam Distributed, a recording artist out of New York. Is there any questions you have for him?
Well, yeah. Hey, Mikey J, what's up, King? How are you? Much respect and love. We're friends on Facebook. I've been following along. I'm definitely a fan of yours. I've been watching you. Very inspiring. You know, you're one of those people that I'm inspired by, and I've been listening to your interview. So it's been a great show, y'all.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. I was
Thank
born
you as
in
well.
Detroit, so I gotta say shout out to Detroit. But Mikey J, I usually ask people, if they had a moment that they can share where they felt like they were on top of the world or felt like they are, you know, happy and success. But you kind of already touched on that, which is really cool about, you know, being on BET.
Yeah,
that's dope. So that's a question you usually ask. I didn't even know that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Me and Mikey J, we're a good little mix. Like, I've gotten to sit down with him. This is like my brother. So when I talk to him, it's like a conversation. It's not like, you know, a distant brother from 15 years ago that I ain't seen in a long time. It's like we clicked right off the bat. You know what I mean? So
that
was something. This is my third interview with him, and I had never asked him that. And
wow.
I don't know. It's just like, you know, I'm like,
cool.
What did it feel like? What's your experience of being on top of the world? You know, it just came to me real quick, and, you know, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So.
That's dope. I respect that.
That's what's up. Well, we're definitely we're going to get to one more caller. Thank you for calling in. And then we're going to get back to Mikey J. We're going to play some more of his music. You know what I mean? We're going to get to one more caller and then we'll spin him.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
Excellent. Well, I'm tuning in. Angels, fan for everyone for life. Fan for you for
That's
life.
That's what's up.
So,
congrats on your project as well.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Mad love to everybody.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take another caller.
Oh, there's no hands up right now.
Okay. That's what's up. All right. Well, I want to play another track of Mikey J. That's what this is about.
I got one if you want to let them on. So we got one if you want to let them on.
Oh, okay. We got a caller. Okay. Let's let the caller in.
203-654.
Chi was poppy. What? How y'all? Everything good?
Yeah, what's going on with you?
Man, check this out. My name is Tyshawn from Raven. I'm promoting my single called Rotation. It's on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play. Title, 96 Outlet Digital Retail Outlet Stores. We just hit Breakout Records for this week on the top 50 hip hop at Urban Charts. And it's a great record. It's for the ladies. It's so they could dance to and appreciate. It's an upbeat dance track emails so they could listen to it, vibe to it, appreciate, and put that thing in rotation. You feel me? Shout out to y'all doing what y'all doing, the ones and twos, giving a platform to artists, giving a platform to artists for them to do what they do. You dig what I'm saying? I salute y'all. And keep rotation and rotation, put rotation and rotation. If we don't have it, I can send you rotation to put it in rotation, and you can keep it in rotation, baby. You already know what I do. You can follow
That's
me everywhere he is. You can follow me everywhere he is, Tyshawn. That's HEISTYSHON. That's Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, YouTube, et cetera, Xbox Live. You got UFC, you want to get your A-whoop, holler at your boy. Feel me? But you should download Rotation right now. It's on iTunes, Spotify, 96 of the digital Rita Elder Stokes. And I salute y'all.
All right. Bro, stay on the line real quick because I got a question for Mikey J in regards to new up-and-coming independent artists. Like, this bro just gave us all his links and stuff like that. Mikey, what advice could you give him as to how to market himself?
You know, if there's an opportunity out there, and you see that opportunity first, and you go and you want to go with that opportunity, go with that opportunity immediately. Because the same opportunity you're going to tell someone else about, they're going to try to deter you from it so they can go do it themselves. You know, a lot of telling their business to people that's in the same business trying to get to the same place, then the hate starts and the rhetoric. And then now the same thing that you should have went out for, you see them doing. Like, wait a minute, you just told me don't do it. Now you're doing it. You know, prime example is my tour. You know, if there's tours out there that you can attach yourself to in some way, and somebody's telling you, oh, nah, you shouldn't do that tour, whatever, whatever, but it's an opportunity for you, make sure you jump on that tour, man. Make sure you jump on every opportunity like a bitch in heat, straight up and down. Make sure you jump on every opportunity like a bitch in heat, because if you don't jump on that dog in heat, trust me, the next dog is going to fuck the shit out of it, yo, straight up. And you're going to be looking back like, wow.
You're getting advice from the best. He's been in the business. He's recorded with the best. This is Mikey J. When you get off the phone.
I know about Mikey J.
You know, okay, that's what's up. This is who is giving you advice. Yeah. So he knows what he's talking about. You know what I mean?
And you know what else, too, man? Never take no for an answer, man. Only people that's going to give you a no is the person that do not believe in the same thing that you believe in, such as your dream. If they don't believe in your dream, then it's not meant to be. You just keep it on moving with them and find somebody that's going to push you just as hard as you're pushing yourself, who's going to support you just as hard as you support yourself and so forth. Trust me, man, yo, in this game, nowadays, this game is very weird. It's a bunch of weirdos. I'm not into that. That new hip hop they're trying to brand as hip hop. That's not hip hop to me. That's not rap. This new R&B they're trying to label as R&B. That's not R&B to me. So I can only do nothing but just say, you know what? To all you up and coming artists out there, find your own lane. Stop. Set your own trend. Just because they're doing trap music doesn't mean you have to convert to trap music. Do you? Be who you are. Set your trend. Make your own lane. On the highway, there's normally 3 to 5 lanes right on the highway, right? I've seen them. Make a 7th lane. Make an 8th lane. Make your own lane.
That's great advice. That's great advice. Like, that's real, too. You know what I mean? That's real. Create your own lane. So I hope that advice is going to help you. You know what I'm saying? You getting it from a real artist that's out here that's doing his thing, putting it down. You know what I mean? So take those tips and run with it. You feel me?
Yo, Mikey J, I got a question.
Yeah.
Yo, how can I contact you?
You're speaking to the lady on the phone who asked me. We just signed a great deal, and she's in charge of all my affairs.
So hit me up on Queen G and Friends, the Facebook page. Leave me a message with your telephone number, and I can... you know, I can talk to you about what you want to do, and you know what I mean. We'll go from there.
And definitely, you add my Facebook and my Instagram. My Instagram is I am Mikey J. My Facebook is Mikey J.
Got you, factual. So Mikey J, appreciate you. Appreciate the advice. Salute to you and everything you got going on. And I'm saying we know each other, Mikey J. I know you. Feel me? You know me too. We did work together. I was on one of your tours when you was on Hartford. Feel me? Back in 2013. With Sandy and Maestro. Yeah, so you already know. So salute to you and everything you got going on. And you too as well, DJ. Salute to you as well for giving artists the platform once again. Shout out to you. Salute to you. And whatever you got
going on.
Feel me? I will send you a record to keep in rotation. Cause once you put it in rotation, you're gonna wanna keep it in rotation. You wanna tell your homegirl to tell her sister, this is her best friend, to tell her cousin, to tell her sister to put it in rotation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. Well, we got other callers calling in. They hitting the line. Mikey J, you hot? I think. They blowing the lines up. So we gonna take our next caller. Thank you both for calling in. reach out to me, and then we'll make it happen, okay?
All right, salute.
All right, we're going to take another caller real quick. Keep it going.
586-625.
What's up with you?
What up, though?
Bob.
How you doing?
I'm Gucci. How y'all doing?
Oh, man, we good.
That's what's up. I'm Rich Life Man, by the way. Let me say that.
Okay.
From Detroit. And yeah, I'm basically, man, just, I guess, I fuck with y'all. Let me say that. Like, I be busy a lot of time when y'all be on air, so I'm being called, but I fuck with y'all, man. And I'm just an up-and-coming artist out of Detroit, you know what I'm saying? Got a wave right now, so I'm trying to ride that thing.
That's what's up.
New mixtape on the way. But you can ask me some questions if you want to.
Okay. We got our special guest is Mikey J on the line. I don't know if you are familiar with him, but he's doing big things out here. We got an actual known guest on the line. And what we've been doing is, getting all of our promotion in. I'm going to actually have you ask Mikey J a question. Are you familiar with him? I want to put it
With no disrespect, like, I'm really not, like...
Okay, no, it's all good. That's what this is for. It's so that we make known who this cat is. He's out of New York. He's a Def Jam distributed artist. He's in movies. Look him up. I want you to Google him, Mikey J, M-I-K-E-Y-J. Check him out. Numbers on YouTube is crazy. I got a chance to sit down with him and do a meet and greet. And he showed me his music videos and stuff like that. And, man, numbers is crazy. I mean, we got to politicking and doing all kind of talking about stuff. Because the thing is, how do we get, our music from where it is in the system to the people?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And this bro on the line is a pure example of an artist that's really putting it down and making that shit happen. So, you know what I mean? Like... Hell yeah. So, bro, I just want you to, research him. And so tell us what you're working on right now. And then we got other situations on the phone, other callers. So we want to keep the line going.
Most definitely.
Tell us what you're working on.
I got a new mixtape. Let me turn some of it up quick. I got a new mixtape I'm working on, and I'm dropping next month. Called A Rise From My Troubles, you know what I'm saying? Like, in Detroit, I'm popping right now. I got a wave. I'm a screenwriter. I got two movies on the way. You know what I'm saying? We actually dropping a trailer next week to one. I'm called to come up with, like, the hottest artist, Spanky Hayes. A lot of entertainment. I do it all, you know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody looks for some movie scripts or music, whatever, man, like, I'm the guy. My name Rich Life, man. YouTube, Twitter, anything like that, you know what I'm saying? Facebook is Quinnell May, so... That's what it is. Right now, I'm the go-to guy. I got a single called Drop It Low on Hot 107.5 spinning in Detroit. But, yeah, you say he acts, so maybe you can hit me up, too. We can link up, man, cause, like, that's what I do. I got a lot, like, I'm a screenwriter. I got, like, 10 movies complete and two we just shot.
Okay, we looking for screenwriters with movie projects as well. We would like to lock Mikey J into some movie projects. So get at me on Queen G and Friends on Facebook, and hit me up and remind me that you're the screenwriter. Queen G, G as in Gibson, yes,
okay.
And Friends. Queen G and Friends. That's
Detroit Reality TV. I cut you off.
Oh, no, it's all good. Okay, for sure. Hit me up and just remind me that you're the screenwriter, because I definitely want to holler at you.
I'm going to do that right now.
Okay, that's what's up. Mikey J, we want to spin you, bro. Is that okay?
Yeah. You know,
we want to spin.
Yeah, just in retrospect, I definitely want to thank you, man. You know, and a lot of other people out there, because I'm attached to over 30 motion pictures that I'm gonna be co-starring and starring in, and TV shows and things of that nature, man. And now with this new web series, The Underachievers, that's going to be real big. And I just want to thank you, man, for coming on board.
Yeah. We need you, bro. We need the screenwriters. We need people like yourself that do that aspect, so we can we can get the ball rolling more. You know what I mean?
You know, so, and you know, real quick before you spin the record, a lot of people would not know this unless they research my IMDb. But I finance films. I get financing for films. You know, I got distribution, whether it's through Lionsgate or television networks and so forth. There's a lot that I come with when it comes to either booking me for a film or a television show. As long as my money is right, as long as my points is right, you know, outside of the financial up front, the finances that I require up front, I can make a lot of stuff happen, man, for people's projects.
For sure, for sure. And that's big. That's big, Mikey. Like, you know, me and you going to be talking about that and getting it. We're going to get it cracking.
You already know it, son.
Man. But, yeah, we're going to go to your track, Mikey, and then we're going to come back with you. I want to talk more about the film aspect, okay, when we come back.
Okay.
All right. Let's rock.
Turn up.
Yeah. Flashing lights.
Y'all know what it is. Mikey J. Hey.
I be feeling like I'm God when I'm in the club.
Woo. Yeah.
Karate pop some bottles that for thugs. Yeah. For my head to take a bow when I walk the rug.
Hey. Go.
What you know about me? What? I be feeling like I'm God when I'm in the club.
Woo.
Paparazzi popping bottles that for thugs.
Yeah.
For my head to take a bow when I walk the rug.
Hey. Go. I'm flashy like that. What you know about me?
Black Lambo, black race, black up, all the way, gangsta, chase the waves, lituation is lit today, go hard on my shit today, black card on my shit today, rap guard on my shit today, I'm strapped hard, no shit today, in the club, not sanctified, they in the club, just gentrified, pump faking, gentrified, fake bills and credit cards, fake friends on Reddit cards, I stay lit, no plain shit, take a bow when you see the stars. Shifting through them lanes while I hit the throttle. All them chicks the same, I'm chilling with this model. She's strutting in them jeans, you other chicks just waddle. Broke ass motherfuckers can't afford a bottle.
I be feeling like I'm God when I'm in the club. Paparazzi popping bottles, that's a thug. Hold my hand and take a bow when I walk the rug. Feeling like I'm God when I'm in the club. Paparazzi popping bottles, that's a thug. Hold my head up, take a bow when I walk the rug.
Party, let it off, we in here, set it off, drop that cash, set it off, fuck them lanes, get them all, they be stuntin', crazy stuntin', taking jacks, crazy stuntin', broke as fuck, crazy stuntin', pumpin' what, they pumpin' nothing, name more games they try to play, never did those, won't try to date, bird ass chicks just fly away, crooked ass cops just die today, I'm a guard in the club, blow your mind away, got chicks on the floor, take your mind away, from the everyday bullshit I want today, facts on facts from the project.
You witness how I do it, and I do it well. Paparazzi taking flicks, I get to sell. Shorty's on me hard, her man is mad as hell. Only winners over here, we can never fail.
Woo!
I be feeling like I'm God when I'm in the club. Paparazzi popping bottles, that's a thug. Roll my head and take a bow and I walk the rug. Like I'm God when I'm in the club. Paparazzi popping bottles, that's a thug. Hold my head and take a bow when I walk the rug.
I'm flashy like that, but you know what?
That's what's up, man. Mikey, that's hot.
Thank you.
That's hot. Tell us about that track. What inspired you to do? And head in that direction with that particular track.
Honestly, New York needed a high energy. You know, not just New York, but we needed a high energy song without sounding like you got marbles in your mouth, spitting that bibbity bobbity bullshit, and just giving you that New York flavor. And that's what it's about. It's a New York record, and it's more faith based. You know, I'm feeling like I'm a god in the club. because my faith is strong. So no matter how I'm being looked at, no matter the sneering or the staring or the snickering, you know, the side remarks behind my back, I'm guarding that club. You can't break me down. You can't tear me down. You can't take away my faith. I'm still going to have fun because a bunch of fronting-ass people anyway. You know, you're fronting like you're popping bottles when you're spending your rent money. So that's what that really is. It's one of them songs where I feel like I'm God because y'all can't take away my shine no matter when you start to spit darkness at me.
And let's talk about that a little bit, Mikey. Along with the glory and the good parts of the business, there's also a negative side, right? And a part of it is what they call haters. We all got them. As nice as I am to everybody and as much as I put people on, I still got people that don't want to see me do shit. So tell us about that from your aspect and what, you know, what you've experienced from haters, some of the things you've experienced.
It's so bad that I got haters that actually hate themselves because they hate me. Let me say that again. I got haters that are hating themselves because they hate me.
That's crazy.
You know you're doing something right. Like, but Fat Joe told me a long time ago, man. He said, Mikey, yo, look, worry about when they're not talking.
Right.
You know,
and
to have haters mean you're doing something right. But my thing is this, man. It's like, why are you hating like it's a full-time job for y'all? Haters don't even get paid. You're working for free. And you're giving me free publicity. So now you got the publicity team mad at you because they don't really have no work to do because you're doing a job for them by putting my name out there.
I love it.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, excuse my language, oh, yo, don't fuck with Mikey J. Yo, Mikey J this, Mikey J that. When it be them same rats eating the same stale green cheese in the basement, trying to get at me on Facebook, sending me their demos, asking me can they open up for my tours or my shows, can they be in a movie or a film with me or a TV show, but yet don't fuck with Mikey J, telling people this, that, and third. Listen, only people that backbite do that. I don't deal with people that like to spread gossip, lies, rumors, and rhetoric. You know, people.
Right.
They don't have a life. They don't respect life. They don't understand the damage that it can do to someone because you do have a lot of ignorant people who do believe the negativity they see on social media, the stuff that that's put out there. I've had numerous situations last year. People trying to play them social media games with me. Honestly, I don't play them games. I'm gonna see you. Simple and plain as that. Let them talk all that nonsense, you know. Oh, Mike, I never seen Mikey G on BET, nigga, because you ain't got no TV.
Right, you ain't got no TV.
Stupid.
It ain't because I wasn't there. It's because you ain't got no damn TV.
Yeah,
I love it.
Rabbit is not a cable box.
Right.
So that's what matters with the haters, man. Like,
man,
you know,
so listen. Listen to this. We said we were going to – I'm going to switch gears again on you. We said we were going to talk – let's talk a little bit about your project, your film stuff. Let's talk about that, you know what I mean, what you're working on and a part of some of the projects that you're working on.
Right now I'm working on the TV show.
Oh, Church on Fire?
Church on Fire. I'm working on Church on Fire, and that has a great all-star cast as well. That's being shot in Atlanta. I just got picked up for the Underachievers. Shout out to director. First and foremost, I got to give a big shout out to VIP. The VIP is the one that brought my name up. And director Malachi Hooper, you know, he gave me the schedule, and I was there yesterday, and I'm proud to be part of the Underachievers, the web series. I'm bringing my web series to light, Days of a King. I'm going to start.
Oh, it's all good.
Yeah, I'm filming that very, very shortly. I got my film Colorblind. I just gave Mr. Stephen Rush the actual script, and I gotta say
thank you
to Queen G. I gotta say thank you to Queen G for that. Why? Because if it wasn't for Queen G, I wouldn't know Stephen Rush or Miss Swift. So I give acknowledgement to those who position to go further in my position. So I gotta do that.
Right. And Mr. Stephen Rush is a known director in Hollywood. I'm talking big, huge deals on the table, the whole nine.
Well, I want to thank you because, you know, by you doing that, that's another project that I can add to my resume. I got accepted for a new movie that he's doing with Nicolas Cage and Lady Gaga.
Whoa. That's big right there.
Yeah, and that went down when I was in Vegas when he wanted to sit down with me for the longest. So I finally got to sit down with him. And I'm going to be in a TV show that they're doing. TD Closes at the – I forgot the name of it.
It Closes at 9, yeah. It's a Touched by an Angel meets it's Touched by an Angel meets Twilight Zone. It's kind of like you come to this coffee shop, walk in there, and you got to get in there before 9, you know what I mean? And then you go into this different world, and you get redemption, you know what I mean? And you get to deal with your problems and your issues and stuff like that. It's a real dope concept. And this club that I'm working at, that's the actual set for the television show. So we know, Mikey J, you finna be in Vegas quite a bit, right?
Well, yeah, I've said that. And the crazy thing is, I got a lot of stuff going on in Atlanta and now Vegas. And it's going to – the good thing about it, I'm going to be honest, I've always wanted this. I didn't want to just tour and come back to New York, you know, after my tour is over. This is good that I'm going to be in different cities across the country now, especially Vegas and Atlanta, because that's where a lot of stuff has been coming, you know, just been happening for me. And I'm proud of that. Oh, my tour is going to be there March 8th at March 8th. And then I'm coming back. And I'm bringing my family June 2nd to be part of the award ceremony.
That's dope. So I get to meet your fam. And tell us about DJ Sean. I call him the sidekick. He was so cool. And we got a chance to hang out with both of y'all cats like all weekend. That shit was hella dope. The experience was just, man, we can't describe it really on radio. Ain't enough time. You know what I'm saying?
DJ Sean Rebel is actually DJ Sean Rebel. I wouldn't have known him if it wasn't for Bella Ray, and I'll explain that. He's been in Bella's family through her cousin and her aunt, which is Aunt Shirley, that lady. Since they were in elementary school, right? Elementary school. And, he said like 30-something years that they always known each other. And he's been in that family. So at her birthday party, I know his wife, Kim, DJ Latte. And I know her I forgot when I met Kim for years now, but the day he was there, I was like, "Yo, he's a DJ I can rock with." He wasn't playing all that, Migos, Lil Yachty, all that fat stuff. He wasn't playing all that, and he was actually real good. So he just kicked it from there, man. And I just made him my official DJ for my official DJ outside of I got DJ Swift and DJ Lou Banger and a few other DJs that I could fall back on when, if just in case he's sick or he's something that he's booked for to where he can't do it. But yeah, that's my dude.
Yeah, he's a cool cat, and he's doing some cool stuff for us coming up soon. I just connected with him last night, met his wife, his beautiful wife, Latte. She's hella dope and hella cool. And I can't wait till the family comes back together. Hopefully we'll get together, too, around that award show time, and we'll be able to get DJ Sean back out this way on the West Coast. That fool is crazy. We had a ball. It was just going down.
He'll be there. And you know what's funny about Rebel is that he's on the radio too. He's on mixstation.com with his show Organic Radio.
And it runs 24 hours, so that's dope right there.
Yeah, he's doing 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So.
Yeah, so yeah, y'all look out for these cats. DJ Sean Rebel he's super dope person. We had an amazing time last weekend. He hung out for I called him up to the Queensy microphone to get in on that. So we just had a good time, and I can't wait to see y'all again and hang out with y'all again. Hopefully it'd be with the family and everything. You know what I mean? So, yeah, Mikey J, we're going to take another caller, bro, and we're going to keep it going.
Let's go.
All right, I got 210-330 is locked.
Welcome to the Queen G and Friends Show.
What up, Queen G? It's J Flow in the building. On Point Records from San Antonio, Texas, man. What it do?
What up with you?
Man, I'm just chilling right now. Sipping a little bit of E&J. Waiting on my bro. Shout out my boy Toxic. Doing his thing. Got a song with Lil Kiki. AKA Chaotic, man. That's my dog. But I got this album I just dropped. It's called Square Business. And it's got a lot of hot hits on it. I mean, I got about 10 solid tracks on it, and it's like fire, stay fire. But as far, I mean, I go, I'm not just like a local artist, you know what I mean? I be going state to state, I be traveling, like, I've been to Detroit, I've been to the dirty, you know what I mean? I've been to the dirty D, and I saw some music out there in the malls. So, I mean, I like Detroit. I got a lot of love for Detroit. I've been to 8 Mile. I take that out. It just tripped me out there. It's crazy out there, but at the same time, I love it.
Right. That's what's up. So, you know, where can we find you on, you know, social media and all that stuff?
Oh, if y'all want to follow me at jflow_trill on Instagram. J Flow the Plug, Snapchat, J Flow the Plug, Twitter, YouTube, you can look me up on YouTube, J Flow, Bows for the Low. I'm on my 9th album right now. I've been working for a long time, man. I work with like Kylie, Trey the True, I work with Flip, I work with a lot of big cats too, man. So
that's dope. That's dope. I know you're proud of Khalid and what he's doing out here. He's doing some major stuff.
Oh, yes. He's putting on for the tone. That's for sure.
We
filled up the club a couple times. And yeah, it get live out here. I don't know if y'all ever been out here, but it do get live, like the club.
Okay. That's what's up. Well, we would like to thank you for calling in. We got special guest Mikey J on the line, and we gonna get back. Oh, go ahead.
Shout out Mikey J. I hear you, boy, doing your thing. Real talk, man. I heard your music. I rock with you. And shout out Detroit. Shout out Blackout Radio, man, for having me.
For sure.
Yeah, appreciate
that,
bro.
Thank you for calling in, bro.
Already.
All righty. Mikey J, I want to talk to you a little bit about your tour. Let's talk about that, because. Man, do you believe the interview is almost over?
Well, the tour is called the Campaign Tour. It's actually 3 or 4 tours that I'm on this year, so most of it's already solidified. The first one is the Campaign Tour that kicked off last weekend in Vegas, and that's basically reacquainting myself with previous fans and letting them know what I'm doing now and acquiring new fans along the way. Like I said, I run that like a presidential campaign, you know. My previous voters got me in there, but it's up to my new voters to keep me in. So that's where I'm at with it, with that campaign tour. And then I got the Women on the Move Empowerment Tour organized by Ms. Tangie Roseborough out of Gaffney, South Carolina. And I'm actually sponsoring that tour. I'm basically going to be speaking on my mother's behalf, because that's something that my mother would have definitely been a part of. And
right.
It's basically we're women empowering other women, and it was Women on the Move. And that's why it's called the Women on the Move Empowerment Tour, and they're going to be doing workshops, performances. I'm going to be giving Tansy asked me, can I give a live performance and all that too? So I told her, yeah.
You know you got to... You know you gotta fly me out there for that, right, Mikey J?
Man, listen, man, I gotta get you with Tangy, man. That'd be really dope. And then I got the Stunts, Blunts, and Hip Hop tour with Diamond D, Digging in the Crates, the Alcoholics, and Sadat X. I got that tour, and Natasha McKnight just hit me up 2 days ago about me doing 8 cities coming up in June. So I got a pretty full plate.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. But we gonna keep adding to the plate. You understand?
Yeah. Hey, listen, you know, my thing is this, man. I'll do a song with anyone. You know, I'll do a web series, a film, or a television show. Listen, just everybody know to just holler at Queen G, and I'm gonna explain that why to holler at her, and just make sure, man. I work with any budget. Don't let my initial numbers scare you off. There's room for negotiation. And I still do consultations. You know, people want to sit down. We can fly me in or whatever, and we'll do that as well. But I want everybody to know how Queen G came part of Team IQJ, and she has a consulting firm, and she told me flat out she just doesn't work with just anyone. You know. And for her to say, hey, that she would like to work with me, it was an honor. And that's how she became my consultant. So, everybody, this is not an interview that was set up just because she's my consultant. No, this interview was already in the makings, just like the last two interviews I did with her. So, I'm glad to have her on Team IQJ.
I appreciate that. Let me tell you, bro. Just like how you've been burning, there's haters and stuff out there. Some of my consulting clients have burnt me, which is why I wasn't so, you know what I mean? I was kind of resistant on dealing with another artist or dealing with, you know what I mean? An artist, period. Like, I got to be real. So when we talked about this, I was like, I like his grind, though. I like your grind different than some of the ones I've seen, because before I used to, you know, I've had many situations and many clients where I've had to hold their hand and motivate them to even get up off their ass and do something. But you, that's not the problem. That's not the issue. Like, you know what I mean? And it makes it easier for me to put you in rotation with what I'm already doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep.
Like Voice Awards, come on, I'm already a part of the media and stuff like that for that event, June 2nd. So why not include Mikey J in that? You will be performing and everything else. So why not? Why not?
You know what's funny? You're one of the only people to actually take that serious. You know how many publicists that I was paying over my entire career that was...
Mm-hmm.
With different magazines, radio, and so forth, and it's like they didn't know nobody. How are you my publicist, but you can't get me on a cover or a store? They want me to pay to be on the cover or in the magazine, you know?
Right.
And how are you my publicist and you can't even get me a radio interview? So no, I'm not going to be in these publicists who has all these connections already, but are trying to get me to pay the plate. I'm not playing them games.
No. Yeah. Yeah, they think because you... No, go ahead. I'm listening.
Oh, so my tagline that I started at the end of 2016 is, I am not a story, I am the story. Simple and plain as that.
Right.
I'm not playing the... I got the story. I'm not a story. You know, and they know who they are. They know who they are, putting themselves out as publicists, but they couldn't publicize a rat trying to break out of a cage. Like, that's crazy. You know, but it is what it is.
The kind of people that we are, Mikey J, it's all about action, not talk. And that's, I don't want to waste your time, you know what I'm saying, at all. Like, that's not what I'm here for. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know you on some real shit, so I'm not going to even play with that. Like, I respect the hustle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And now, you know, look, that's all I want, man. I want everybody who, all you know, people have a bad habit of talking, but they don't produce. You
right.
know, oh, I know one, or I have this magazine, I have this radio. Okay, so why am I shit not in rotation, whether it's on
right.
the Mitch show or rotation? Why I'm not in the magazine? Why I'm not on the cover? You say you got all this, but yet, why am I still being stagnated? Why am I being asked to pay for this and pay for that? I don't pay to play. I pay for promotion. I pay for advertising. But to ever try to get me to pay for an interview, they have to grab their ass. I'm not playing them games. I determine
right.
encourage other artists not to pay to play. Why would I pay to play?
Right.
You know, and then there's a couple of magazines that I want to put on blast right now that had me in Vegas in front of. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna call them out. They know who they are. You know, at the end of the day, people, how should I put it? They're so fixated on Beyonce having twins and Jay-Z this, or you know, the stronger public figures, that they're forgetting there are people just as strong as them, making power moves, doing powerful things in the industry.
Man, that's crazy. Yeah, and that's real. That's so real. So I'm gonna take another caller.
Okay.
We almost at the close of the show. This is crazy, Mikey J. I almost want to call you after this and just like, hey, bro, let's finish this conversation. You know what I mean?
I know.
We're almost done with this segment, but I want to take another caller. Let's get another caller in here, and then we go come back and wrap the show.
All right, 937-612, you're locked.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
What's up with you? How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you today?
I'm good. Welcome to the Queen G and Friends show. Tell us about yourself and tell us what you're doing out here.
Yes, absolutely. My name is Amber, a.k.a. Gemini in Ohio. I'm a new artist. I started in September, basically. I've been writing, producing, engineering, basically all of my tracks, and now I started making beats, too. So I'm just doing everything. So I just encourage everybody to check me out.
Okay. You sure you want to be in this in this game of wolves?
Look, I'm telling you, because I am still so new to this side of it, like the performance side. January has been a great lesson in many ways, okay?
Whoa, okay.
Contracts and managers trying to get me to sign power of attorneys and things like that. So, I see what's going on. So,
right.
I'm just finding ways around it. So, hey, I can make my own beat. I can record my own track. I can write my own track. I can produce it. I can engineer it. I can do it all by my daggone self. I don't really need you.
Right.
That's all I'm
focused on. Coming into the game, you're fresh, you're new. Stay true to self. Stay true to self.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do you. That's the other,
absolutely.
The second bit of advice I have, because people don't necessarily agree with, you know what I'm saying, your vision and stuff like that. They're not going to jump on board necessarily to get behind you and give you the kind of support that you're looking for. And you would think, man, but you my cousin. Come on now. You don't want to listen to my stuff. You don't want to share it or, you know what I mean, support me. But look, let me tell you, that's why I say do you.
Yeah.
And then all that other stuff is going to fall in line. Mikey, you got any advice for this new artist? She's like new, fresh.
Mikey. Yeah, hey, how you doing? Yeah, I definitely got some great advice. And I'm going to give you the advice that I live by. It's not really advice. I'm just going to give you my code of ethics that I live by. First and foremost, okay. I give all my praises and my success to God and Jesus Christ. Pretty sure you probably have your family behind you or not, but if they're not, don't worry about it. Get you a new family out there in the game. Never take no for an answer. Never take no for an answer. You know, someone telling you no. So someone telling you no is basically a yes for the next person, an opportunity for the next person.
Right.
And we'll see your dream and see your skills and your career for what it is, you know?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You gotta have faith, man. You gotta have faith because nothing happens without God and Christ.
Go ahead, Mikey. I'm sorry, I was interrupting you because I had a point real quick. My bad.
Where'd he go?
No, go ahead, Queen. I
don't know. Oh, okay. That's what's up. Don't let nobody, based on their negativity, detour you from, the direction you're headed. You gotta keep walking and moving forward. Stay in a forward direction.
Yeah.
Don't look back. Don't look back. Now that you're in, don't look back.
Right.
Because it's very difficult. I'm telling you, it's not as glamorous as I'm sure you've already seen that in the month of January. It's not as glamorous as you thought.
Right.
So
really right.
Just stay encouraged. Be true to yourself. Do you? Don't let nobody turn you around. Like be an individual. Be the individual that you are, and stay original. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So on, and I appreciate both of y'all words.
You know, Queen is right. You know, you have to be original. Like be who you are. Like I just told the last brother, create your own lane. If there's a highway, normally the highways are like 3 to 5 lanes, right? Fast lane, slow lane, whatever, depending on what state you're in. Listen, if there's 3 to 5 lanes, then you make you a 6th, 7th, and 8th lane. You make those your lanes. Don't stagnate yourself. If you R&B and you want to do pop music, do it. You want to do country music, do it. If you hip hop and you want to do all kinds of hip hop, do it. There's all sorts of people out there looking for music other than what that whack shit they playing now. You know, the little Yachty's, little Uzi Verts, all the little keep boats, all that whack ass music. It's just straight up whack. You know, me, I'm like Wu Tang. I'm like Nas. I'm like Young Jeezy. You know, T.I. You know, I like people like Ludacris who I can understand and relate and have a good time on the dance floor. Lil Jon, still putting out dope punk music or whatever he's doing. So I'm not with all that new hip hop, man. All I say honestly, stay away from that. If you're in it for a check, then follow the weird hop. Just follow the weird hop. If you in this for the love of what you're doing and you really want to be known and do what you do, then listen.
Sure.
Command the stage, look the people dead in the eye, and give them one hell of a show and give them a reason to go not just stream your album, but download it.
I know that's
So, sis, keep up the good work. Where can we find you at? We're about to close the show, but I want you to give your links and stuff like that real quick before we get off the air.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm glad to be the last caller. My name is Amber Downs, D-O-W-N-S, easily found on Facebook. Got everything on Facebook, but I also have my fan page, The Mind of Gemini, where you can find a link to purchase tracks, including the newest one that I did everything on, including the beat and all that. And then I'm also on Instagram and Twitter at MFKN Gemini. That's motherfucking Gemini. So everybody just hit me up. Do collab.
That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, Mikey J, you know I love you. You my bro. You stay up out there, and until next time, till our next interview, let's get it. All right, y'all. Queen G is Queen. Go ahead, real quick. I think we got less than a minute.
Amber, just to Amber, real quick. Amber, also attach yourself to whatever web series, TV shows, and films that you can attach yourself to. Get your face out there on all aspects, but keep it positive.
All right, y'all. Queen G is checking out. Love y'all out there. Talk to you soon.